Yesterday was our annual visit to the vet for vaccinations for our two dogs, Jake and Willow. So Jake is the uber-spoilt Cavalier King Charles Spaniel that lives inside the house most of the time. And Willow is the beautiful but little bit crazy, jumpy Border Collie who is an outside dog, right? So both gorgeous dogs that get lots of love from the family. And as I was at the vets yesterday and we were, you know, getting them ready to be vaccinated, I realised just how much affection we give to our animals. So I was in there with Dan, who's our 13-year-old son. And so he had to hold Jake, the Cavalier, right? Now, when Jake got his injections, he yelped. And I mean, he did one yelp, and then he looked the vet, Chris, straight in the eye and did another yelp as if to say, "What are you doing to me?" And Chris laughed and said to me, "I don't think I've ever had a dog yelp like that when I've given them this injection. It doesn't even hurt." I'm like, yeah, you're meeting Jake. He is the wimpiest dog that ever lived. And then, of course, he gave the injection to Willow and she didn't even bat an eyelid. She was 100% fine because she's a Border Collie and they're tough. But it was just interesting. And just the whole interaction, the way we are about our pets, like we're so proud of them when we're in there talking to the vet, right? So he gave the animals a treat. Willow wouldn't have a bar of it. She doesn't like treats, doesn't like people really, unless they're us. Whereas Jake, he's straight onto the treats. And I said, "Oh, if you say high five, he'll high five you." That moment of pride that I felt when Jakey high-fived the vet was ridiculous. Prouder than I've ever felt of any of my children. So it just got me to thinking. I think there's a bit of a disparity between the love and affection we feel for our pets and that we feel for our children. Now, I love my kids, don't get me wrong, and so does Michael. But the love you feel for your pets, it's a different kind of love. Do you know what I mean, Matt? I know you've had those feelings for your rats over the year. You've had pet rats and you, I mean, Delta was, you were in love with her.
Yeah, oh, absolutely I was, Lou.
So it's weird, but it's okay because the children love the pets more than they love Michael and I as well. So it's a two-way street.
I wonder if there are other, I mean, it's just a common thing. I don't have kids, you see, so I don't
So you only know the love of a pet and it's unconditional and they don't whine and whinge.
Are you saying that the love from Daniel is conditional?
Oh, certainly. Without a doubt.
You don't give me the iPad.
See?
I'm not going to love
That's
you.
That's it. If you take my computer away, I don't love you as much. If you don't let me have ice cream after dinner, I definitely don't love you as much. Whereas, you know, I can not give Jakey treats.
Sure.
Does he walk away from me and snub me? Never. As soon as I sit on the couch, he's got his head on my lap.
You've sold me on the animals, though.